Did you ever light a fire? A wood fire?
Ever light one?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the only way you can make them.
But what would you call the little wood?
Kindling.
Kindling? Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a fine kettle I put gas in. I never did. I had an open fireplace in all four rooms. But this was the only one we'd bring coal in. And you'd start your coal fire with a piece of lighter. Mama's got two kegs of lighter sitting out there on the front porch. It hadn't been split up in little small splinters because he has a fine year when he gets cold. Hadn't had it but about three times because it hadn't been cold enough.
Is light wood and kindling the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of wood can be kindling, but light wood is fat pine off a pine tree. You can make kindling out of any kind of wood.
Uh-huh.
But you can't make lightwood out of any kind because you want it. It's got that turpentine, that wick, they call it fat lightwood. You can see it tastes like turpentine if you bite off a little piece of it.
It's fat, huh?
Yeah, that's what they call
it's
it, fat.
Got the turpentine.
That's rich looking, red looking.
Uh-huh. And you don't have one in this room, but in the living room there. What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Mantelpiece. Uh-huh. They're supposed to, this one for this room, but they haven't put it up.
Oh.
They're going to have one they got one across in there. That mantelpiece was there when I came in, one across the hall too. But the one in here and one across there, since they're leaving these chimneys exposed, they got to be fixed different, I think.
Uh-huh. Was this chimney always exposed, the bricks?
No, hey, just like the one in there.
Painted. Oh, no, that was plaster over there.
Well, it's the same chimney with plaster put over it. Yeah.
So Marlo actually took the plaster off this.
Uh-huh, yeah. Have you met Elaine?
No, I haven't. How you doing?
That's my brother, Jolly Dream.
Oh,
Mrs.
Jordan.
Station wagon going down the road.
Well, that's Anne and Sid and Howard going to ride. Is Letitia out there?
Yeah.
Well, the children. That's Amala's baby. They've been.
Granddaddy said that you have a book on the history of this...
Lounge Camp.
Lounge Camp.
You want to see it?
Yeah,
I'll look.
Let me... Well,
Haynesville is... county seat of Lounge County.
Uh-huh.
And it's about 10 miles from here. And there's a very pretty picture in the front of the old coat. Keep on turning. I haven't looked at it right. Now that's the lady that wrote it. She was Brewer. Colonel Brewer wrote an Alabama history once, and that was her father, Colonel Brewer was. She married a Russell.
She's very pretty.
This wife is just as muddy as it can be. Just horrible.
Yeah, I noticed it.
Well, he's not going to be happy. I don't accept it. And he can't accept a thing like that.
Oh,
uh-huh. Lyons County Courthouse.
Is that still standing?
No, they remodeled it and ruined it. They closed the steps in. And that's the old picture of it.
That's the Creole style, and I love it. They make homes like that.
Well, there's a home in Lyons, but a little class house is built like that. That's part of Lyons County Courthouse.
Okay. Oh, just talk about that.
It's all about Lyons County and Lyonsburg people.
And the marriage.
Yeah, yeah. Busing.